Three great teachers, a Japanese Zen Buddhist master, an Indian weaver, and a European Jew, living in different places, different cultures, in different centuries, and practicing in very different religious traditions, all tell us the same thing. One says, "Do not follow the ideas of others, but learn to listen to the voice within yourself." Another says, "In every heart the Lord speaks. Like a bird singing the sweetest songs, the self is always speaking in everyone's heart." The third says, "You must become nothing but an ear that hears what the universe is constantly saying within you." These three men, these three great saints, all tell us the same thing, that within each one of us something is unfolding, something that we would be very, very wise to pay attention to, something that has the power to transform our life, to open our hearts and minds, and teach us the purpose of this very life, something that could create meaning and joy out of what before we could only experience as meaningless suffering and pain. What is this within our hearts? And even more importantly, how do we access it? How can we cultivate our inner ear so that, like Dogen and Rumi and Kabir, we can listen to this inner wisdom too? Different religions have different ways of describing the paths that lead to this inner unfolding, and we'll be using many of them in our work in this course. The Buddhist tradition speaks of three doors or gateways, three paths that lead to an awakened heart, three paths, all of which are necessary for the full completion of the yogic journey. These three doors or gateways are body, speech, and mind. Buddhism says that to become who we are truly meant to be, we must walk through all three of these doors, polishing and perfecting our body, speech, and mind. All over America, all over the world, people are practicing and refining the yoga of body, the yoga of asana and physical practice. But these other paths, the gateway of speech and the gateway of mind, are not so universally practiced. For those on the yogic path, the path that leads toward the awakened heart, perfecting the yoga of the body without deeply engaging the yoga of speech and mind is like trying to drive a car with one tire or fly a plane with one wing. So in this class, we're going to be exploring these other gateways, these other paths, the paths of voice, speech, and mind. We're going to practice opening up our voices, clearing away the clutter in our minds. We're going to practice listening to ourselves, to each other, to the voice of nature. Above all, we're going to tap into the deep and powerful wisdom that lies within each one of our hearts.